CNN poll, Donald Trump maintains double-digit lead in GOP primary field post-indictment. By Hannah Blow on June 21, 2023. Former President Donald Trump is maintaining his lead in the Republican primary field post-indictment, a recent CNN survey conducted by SSRS found. The survey asked Republicans and Republican-leaning independents who they would most likely choose to support in the GOP primary field. Choices included Trump, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, former Vice President Mike Pence, radio host Larry Elder, anti-woke businessman Vivek Ramaswamy, South Carolina Senator Tim Scott, former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, and North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum. Trump leads the field by 21 points, garnering 47% support in the crowded field of presidential hopefuls. However, this is 6 points lower than his 27-point lead last month, when he saw 53% support. However, Trump's slight dip in the survey is not caused directly by his closest competitor, DeSantis, as the Florida governor has remained the same over the past month, maintaining 26% support in both May and June. Pence comes in a distant third place with 9% support, up from the 6% he saw in May. Haley follows with 5% support, reflecting a 1-point dip from the 6% she garnered in May. Scott has 4% support, up from 2% in May. Christie comes in with 3% support, up from 2% in May. Every other candidate listed sees 1% support or less. Despite the 1-month dip for Trump, June's figure still reflects a 7-point increase from the 40% support the former president garnered in March. At the time, just 4% separated Trump and DeSantis, the latter of whom saw 36% support. In other words, support for DeSantis in this survey has decreased by 10 points since March. The survey also found that most Republicans and Republican-leaning independents are sure of their first-choice candidate, as 59% said they would definitely support that individual. However, 4 in 10 said they might change their mind. Additionally, most respondents said they would not consider supporting Christie, 61%, or Burgum, 60%, under any circumstances. The survey was taken June 13 to 17, 2023, among 1,350 respondents and has a +3.4% margin of error.